ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
I am truly opulent.
Almighty and superior to Lord Brahma and Indra, the king of the heavenly planets. I am also the bestower of all happiness attained in the heavenly kingdom and by liberation. Nonetheless, the Brahmanas do not seek material comfort from me. They are very pure and do not want to possess anything. They simply engage in my devotional service. What is the need of their asking for material benefits from anyone else? Purport. The perfect Brahmanical qualification stated herein, Akinchananam Mai Bhakti Bhajam. The Brahmanas are always engaged in devotional service of the Lord. Consequently, they have no material wants, nor do they possess material things. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 11.8, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the position of the pure Vaishnavas who are anxious to return home back to Godhead. Niskinchananam Bhagavat Bhakti Janam Mukhasya. Those who are actually want to return back to Godhead are Niskinchana. That is, they have no desire for material comfort. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises Sandarshanam Visharyanam Atha Yashitam Cha Ha Hanta Hanta Vishava Akshanatovi Asado. Material opulence and sense gratification through the association of women are more dangerous than poison. Brahmanas who are pure Vaishnavas always engage in the Lord's service and are devoid of any desire for material gain. The Brahmanas do not worship demigods like Lord Brahma, Indra or Lord Shiva for any material comfort. They do not even ask the Supreme Lord for material profit. Therefore, it is concluded that the Brahmanas are the supreme divinities of this world. Sri Kapiladeva also confirms this in Srimad Bhagavatam 329.33. Tasman maya ritesha kriyatatma niranta maya vitatmana kumsho mai sanyasta karmana na pashyami param bhutam akartu samadarshanat. The Brahmanas are always dedicated to the Lord's service with their bodies, words and mind. There is no better person than a Brahmana who thus engages himself in dedicates himself to the Supreme Lord. So this is the qualities of a Vaishnava. And here very much emphasize what is a Brahmana and his characteristics of a Brahmana. Srila Prabhupada very much emphasized that in this purport, that Akinchananam Mai Bhakti Bhajam. The Brahmanas are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. So you have to always understand that the real Brahmana, that they are desireless. Their desire is to develop the desire to serve Krishna and engage themselves in devotional service. That's the real Brahmana. So Brahmana is not someone who is born in a Brahmana family and is considered a Brahmana. Brahmana means one who is having the quality of a Brahmana. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that this particular concept, that the Brahmanas, they develop the character of the Vaishnava, develop the character of the devotee. Then he's a Brahmana. Not by birth, janma. Janma karma chanya divyam. And one can know the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, who is what is spiritual. But that is done by the Vaishnavas. Guna karma vibhagasha. Krishna explains that the It's not by birth that one acquires the qualities of a Brahmana, but guna karma vibhagasha. And the society is divided according to one's character and qualities, guna karma and activities. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, and he initiated and gave Brahmins who were not even born in the Brahmin family or in India, they're Westerners. What do they know about anything about what is a Brahmana is? So, it's not that one can become a Brahmana by birth. One has to have the blessing of a Vaishnava, of a Brahmana, Vaishnava Brahmana, or a guru, spiritual master, who initiates them, who makes them qualifies them by their mercy. Kalo Sutra Sambhava, it's mentioned in Kali Yuga, everyone is born in the Sutra. So, but still in India you find there are people who are having their Brahmana characters, people born in a Brahmana family, very clean. Yeah, that Krishna also explained in the Bhagavad Gita that there are pious people who are born in a Brahmanical family, in a pious family, they're naturally religious, they go to the temple, they do puja, they're very Brahmanical by quality, they're born in a Brahman family. But more and more, you see today in India, people are becoming westernized, and they are losing that Brahmanical qualities, you know. So, the Vedic society was as a society where the society was run by a king, emperor. The king was not an ordinary king. The king was a Vaishnava king. Sentient king, Raja Rishi, is mentioned. Those kings, they would make sure that the citizens follow the Vedic culture, the Vedic instruction of the scriptures, and then they follow the system set by God. So they were responsible, the king was responsible to make the citizens God conscious. You see? So there's no comparison with the government today. There's no Vedic culture being followed. Somehow or another, I get a job and you know, everyone's working for a livelihood, including the government, government servants, the Prime Minister, they all have a job to do. They all get paid for the job. So everyone is a shudra. Everyone's working. Paid for your work. From the top to bottom, everyone is a shudra. Shudra means everyone's working and they get paid for it. That's it. So there's no king or brahmanas who can instruct others about Vaishnava, about Vedic culture. There's no brahmanas. Even brahmanas, they're spoiled. They're corrupt. In India, there are some Brahmins that are very corrupt. You know, in South India, there is a lot of culture still. Like I said, there are still people who are very serious, good Brahmins, but it's diminishing gradually because of the influence of Kali Yuga. So the real Brahmana, and Srila Prabhupada has demonstrated that. That's why Srila Prabhupada went to America. And he started from the beginning. He wanted to give Krishna consciousness to people who are innocent. They don't know anything. It's easier to teach someone who doesn't know anything. You know what I mean? You try to teach someone who already knows, I don't know. No thanks. We try to sell books in the street. These boys are going out distributing books. Very difficult service. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. Those who distribute my books are very dirty. It's very tough to stop someone in the street and give them a book, sell them a book. Especially about God. Spiritual books. Nobody's interested. Religion is the last thing that they want to know. Yeah. Economic books, books on central education, and that's easy to buy. Even if it's a cookbook, you can say it's a cookbook, a lot of recipe, or they'll buy it. Something to do with food, substantial education. But spiritual books is really tough. There are sincere people. We also have to be very pure. We have to distribute those books. If you are praying, Krishna will empower you to do it. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada initiated people. Even mothers can go on the altar and do it. Sometimes we're not allowed. We can do a and to believe you. So Srila Prabhupada is so kind and merciful. Acharya, the pure devotee, they have the power. They are in constant contact with Krishna. So they can bend the rule for a higher purpose. You see, we don't have that kind of guru, we don't have the power to do that. We don't have that authority. So Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya, he is a Vedic Acharya. He can bend the rule, Vedic rules. But in Kali Yuga, it's difficult. So Prabhupada has made it easier for the Westerners to chant Hare Krishna. Who can sit in the temple and chant 64 rounds? Prabhupada wanted, in the beginning, he wanted everyone to chant 64 rounds. That's impossible. They take up the whole day. So we find it difficult to even chant 16 rounds. We find it so difficult, like this morning I'm chanting. I had to get up and walk up and down and go outside because I was falling asleep. He's very tired, the mind is wandering off. This is very difficult. Even though in Kali Yuga it's easy, even though in Kali Yuga we live only for 100 years, we have such a short time. But no one is thinking that I have such a short time when we chant Hare Krishna sincerely. Let me take our Krishna consciousness. Even devotees, we are victimized by our mind and Maya. You know, in the previous yugas, people lived thousands of years. Satya Yuga, 100,000 years. We can't even conceive of that, of this age. Like we can't even make it up to 100 years in this age. What do you speak? The people live for 1,000 years. We can't even conceive of that. And they were meditating. Satya Yuga. They build a heart and meditate. They say life is so short. They live for 1,000 years. And here we're living only less than 100 years. We hear every day people are dying. This coronavirus has killed millions of people, nearly. And people who didn't die thinking, oh, no one's thinking that today is going to be my last day. No one thinks that. You need to write it down in the back of your door every time you see it to remind yourself, today could be my last day. It is. We don't know. But everyone's thinking, I'm going to be here for so long. You know, the sage at the side of the Ganges, he was chanting, meditating on the side of the Ganges, and he couldn't even see him. He was covered in hair. Lamasana. Lama means hair. So he was so dedicated and so seriously meditating. So the demigods came to see him and said, Swamiji, you were meditating, let us build a hut for you. So at least the sun and the rain can you can be protected from that. So you can peacefully meditate under a shade. He said, no, why bother? I only live for such a short time. It's mentioned that he had a benediction that as many hair on his body, he will live that many years. And he was covered in hair, too much hair. So he said, I have such a short time, short leave. Why bother and build a hut and live on the hut? I will die anytime. So, Brahma means they never make a plan for future. They're thinking, I'm only living here for the purpose of serving Krishna. For the purpose of pleasing my guru. My guru wants me to live here, so I'm here for that. That's the extent, dedication of a sincere disciple. They don't have personal interest. I'm only saying it because I don't have those characters. But at least by saying over and over and over and hearing it over and over, we can at least develop those characters. By regular hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned that the anathas in our heart can be gradually dissipated, cleansed away. So they all probably have said the same thing before, I heard. But Bhagavatam said we have to hear over and over. Ajahn Hare Krishna, over and over. Are we actually developed, sincere desires in Hare Krishna? And tears from our eyes, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and hair standing on our hand. when you're chanting. I really experience that. But yet we are really to make comments. And oh yeah, I'm chanting for so long, and I'm doing okay. Why are you telling me the same thing every time? Have we developed those chanters of the Brahman? The Srila Prabhupada gave us the Brahman initiation so we can enter the deity room to address the deity, to do puja. That all is the purpose of service. It's not that we are Brahman. We're not Brahmans. We don't have the characteristics of a Brahman. Actually, as much as we like to think ourselves a Brahmana, Brahmana is not a joke. Previously, the Brahmanas would be able to light a fire by mantra. You know what I'm saying? We are chanting Hare Krishna for so many years, and we can't even cry for the holy name. We cry for money, cry for sending invitation. When your wife leaves, the husband leaves, we are crying. When we lose your job, we are crying. We didn't cry for Krishna. We didn't cry out of love for Krishna when you chant Hare Krishna. There's no tears, not a drop of tears in our eyes. Hey, stand anyone? Forget it. So, yet we think, oh yeah, I'm a Brahman. We are not Brahmins. We are trying to be Vaishnavas. One needs to be Vaishnava to be Brahma, actually. Because once one is a Brahma, I'm a Vaishnava, he's already a Brahma. But some say you have to be Brahman to be Vaishnava. Because Brahminical character is the beginning character, then one automatically steps to the Vaishnavas. But if that's the case, Srila Prabhupada would make everyone Brahman, not Vaishnava. Vaishnava means automatically one is a Brahman. So, a lot of people in India, they say, I'm a Brahman family. That's why Krishna made it very clear, guna karma vibhagata, according to character and qualities, not by birth. Because in Kali Yuga, people are born in Brahmana family, but they're studying university in London to become a doctor. So God wanted to say to his father, Prabhupada used to say that his father, that he wanted him to learn Vedanga and do kirtan, preach Krishna consciousness, to become a Vaishnava. He never wanted, Prabhupada he said this video, he said, my father never wanted me to go to London and become a doctor and scientist. He wanted me to play Vedanga, do a kirtan, devotional activities. Krishna Prabhupada's father was a pure devotee, not earning money like everyone else. We Indians come to overseas, and we left India, and we wear army clothes, and suits and tie, and we go get a job outside. We become one of the Westerners. Srila Prabhupada didn't go to America for that. He went to America to make the Americans, Europeans, Vaishnavas, perfect Brahmanas, not to earn money and live. In fact, our devotees were more rich after becoming a devotee. Many of our devotees, they become rich after they become a devotee, before they were loitering in the street. So, credit goes to Prabhupada. We boast ourselves, oh yeah, I have this, I have that. It's all Prabhupada's mercy. Never forget that. Everything we have, even any qualities that we have, is the mercy by our Guru Maharaj. By the mercy of Prabhupada. He made us. Prabhupada said, what qualification do you have? Born in a lesser family. I have made you qualification. I made you a Brahmana. I made you a Vaishnava. By the mercy of Guru. Isn't it? How can we become a born in a Western country? Now, someone may be a very special case. But generally speaking, And you see Indian people also. How many people are saying Hare Krishna and Vaishnavas here? So many Indians living in Melbourne and Australia. They open a shop, they're selling meat, restaurant. And all the Indians, they're working with butcher. You know, you go to the market, Melbourne market, South Melbourne market. Indians, they're all working in the, behind the counter, chopping meat. And the Woolworth and the shopping centers, they're selling packaged meat. That's not Brahmanism. Brahmanism is here doing good job. These Maharajis, they come from some Western background. They put on the sari, they dress the deity, serving Krishna, cooking for Krishna, cleaning the temple. This is Brahmanism. This is Vaishnava. And it's so uplifting. Uplifting the consciousness that when we serve Krishna automatically, when you utter the name of Krishna, they are becoming much better than any Brahmana by chanting the holy name. Mm. This is why you go on the street chanting Hare Krishna. In the street to make people appreciate Krishna consciousness. In the early days in the Hare Krishna movement, nobody is in the temple, they are all in the street every day, chanting in the street. Chanting every day and come home in the evening. And if you see that Vishnu Swami, he loved the kirtan all day in the street. And come in the evening, and they would bus party, take the deity, go on the street for months. They're pioneering the village of Islam. Because of them we have these temples today. What qualification we have, those devotees made us, they're our inspiration to push on Krishna consciousness. So we preach Krishna consciousness, we have to be exemplary ourselves. That's a Brahmana. Not by quality, not by birth. I know so many Shastra. They study all day. There's a Brahmana came to see Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He said, I am Brahmana, I don't do. He asked him to go to the kitchen and take a pot. He said, no, no, I am Brahmana, I will study. And he showed him the door. He said, it's not for you. Our business is, Prabhupada, right here, right in the beginning of the Prabhupada says, Akinchanana, Bhakti Bhajan, is to perform devotional service. The prime character of a Brahmana is that he knows the principle of the scriptures. Is the principle, that principle he, is that he knows Bhagavan, God, how to serve him, how to become his best servant. Servant of his servant. That's Brahmana. Not just he have a big fat thread around your body and you consider it Brahman. Brahman is one who knows the principle of the scriptures. Bhakti Mahajan, one who knows how to perform devotional service to Guru Maharaj, to Krishna. That's a Brahman. By character one is a Brahman. By character, by qualities. And I had, well, before I became a devotee, I had a guru who's come to our home. He's known as Jati Guru, family guru. But this guru was telling us to eat whatever, fish and stuff. But we thought he was a guru. But then I became a Krishna guru. Then I knew what are the principles of the Sadhguru. So these people, they're Brahmins, but they didn't enunciate the principle of the scriptures. They're corrupt. They influence by the material world, Kali Yuga. So, this is why Srila Prabhupada, he is praised by people in India. In the beginning when he brought the foreigners to India, he was criticized. He said, how you can give these Westerners lectures, make them Brahman? And he showed that. And in India, the Brahmins people, they are not following. Of course, there are people who are following, like I said. But when you see the Westerners, they are Vaishnavas, they are chanting Hare Krishna, they're going Harinam. It's very inspiring. Very inspiring. You see, although how they live, Western people, you know, they don't have any concept of Vedic culture. But someone who is actually doing it, It's very inspiring for us Indian, coming from Indian background, because we know those Vedic principles to an extent. We're born in India and we have some religiousness in us. We know that. That's why when you see people coming from such low background and they take up Krishna consciousness, it's very inspiring for us to see. This is why all our temples are becoming, so many Indian people are joining, because in the beginning, the foreigners, the white people, they became Vaishnavas. That inspired the Indians. They move away a little bit and we are our temples full. You can't stop that because it's in our blood. We want to go to where the Ramakrishna temple is. This is why it's so painful for Indian people to not have a Ramakrishna temple. You know, even those lockdown, this and that, we all be up now. And every time when the temple is so open, people are coming in, Indians, to see their deity. But they have genuine desire. Whatever they may be praying, but they want to see Krishna. So it's in our culture. Krishna appeared in India, a lot of Ram, Vishnu Yadeva, Srila Prabhupada, all of China, they were born in India, they appeared in India. Srila Prabhupada tried to preach Krishna consciousness in India, actually, in fact. He didn't want to go to America, but he couldn't do it because he was meant to go and preach there. His Guru Maharaj wanted to go there and preach there. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God Himself, is in that line, coming through Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, to preach Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Yoga in the Western world. So Srila Prabhupada went. And when he brought the foreigners to India, that's what I'm trying to say, make this point. When they saw, the Indians saw, the Westerners are taking up Krishna consciousness so seriously, more than us. We are embarrassed how they are taking up Krishna consciousness, which we should be doing it, our culture. Then our temple got filled up with Indian people. So, you see, yeah, in fact, hundreds of years ago, Vedic consciousness came from India. Indian Mahabharata ruled the whole world, the Pandavas. It was all over in India, all over the world. Pandavas ruled the world. Not, there's no such thing as Western country. This is the recent last 200 years. They have a history, 2,000 years of history from the time of Jesus. Our Vedic consciousness goes to Lord Ram, thousands of years. There are still temples in India that there's, it goes back to the time you can't even trace back, so old, Vedic culture. That's why everybody wanted to go to India to find God. Dharma is so strong there. Whatever is happening there is due to Kali Yuga, but Kali Yuga is going to appear in India. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam. And again, it will become golden age. So over time, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that over time, nashta, that it gets lost, and he comes to reestablish it again. That's religious principles. So sometimes, you know, you see that devotees are speaking books, so I'm from India, I already know. They say it like that. That's why Kali had to come and kill all the people and make golden age again. They get so degraded. Kali Yuga is degradation, age of degradation, iron age. So when all boys, they distribute books in the street, the Indian, I asked them, they said it's very difficult to sell books from India. Because they say, I already know this. So Prabhupada used to tell them, even if you know, we are here to remind you. Yeah. So, Niskancha Sya Bhagavad is mentioned here. Those who are actually want to return back home, back to Godhead, that is, they have no desire for material comfort. That's the prime qualification of a Brahmin, the sadhu. They may renounce. That's what Haridas Thakur used to say, bhala na khaya, bhala na pariva. We never talk about this because everything is so fancy here. We don't want to remind ourselves that bhala na khaya, bhala na pariva. Don't wear fancy dress and don't eat fancy food. Prabhupada mentioned this particularly going to a restaurant to eat delicious foodstuff. We don't have to talk about this because we have this year our temple providing that. And we dress simple clothes. You know, I see the Maharajis, they dress simple sari. It's not like with gold leaf border and jewelry on it. No, it's simple. On our festival days. So, simple living, my thinking. The Brahmanas are very simple. It's mentioned the Brahmanas, they don't even cook food, they don't even eat food cooked by others. They eat cooked food that they cook themselves. Because they don't trust others, how they cooked it, how their consciousness goes in. They're very pure. So the Prabhupada's sister, Vishnu, and she was so pure. I remember I had seen her. When she used to walk, every time, every step she took, she would sprinkle Ganges water. You want to make sure that the place is clean before she walked. That's so pure. I mean, I didn't even think of that. And we are walking. If you see a dead person, you get a clean bath. If you see someone who is not chanting Hare Krishna, is considered to be dead. So you should take a shower. See, all the people here, they're totally ignorant of God. They don't know anything about God. They maybe they're atheists. So we should take a shower. That's the extent. So Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, they take the risk for Krishna. Life is so tough, but they take pleasure in serving Krishna. It's mentioned. My devotees, Krishna said, my devotees, they take pleasure in serving me, discussing about me, one another, says in Bhagavad Gita. See, so Prabhupada, his mercy on all the ignorant people, he raised them from the lower platform to the highest platform of Vaishnava. Even people born in Brahmin family in India, they become Hare Krishna responsibility. Now they know what is Brahman. Because they are Vaishnavas. Only Vaishnava knows what is Brahman. When you're Brahman, you don't know what is Vaishnava. You have to be Vaishnava to be Brahman, actually. Because Brahmana, they have certain characters. And that's it. But if you're Vaishnava, you can do puja, you can clean the toilet, you can cook, you can work behind a computer and do puja, deity worship, clean the temple, pick flower from the tree, make a garden. You can do multiple services for Krishna. That's the Vaishnava. Then I think, oh, I'm a Shudra, I'm a Brahmana, I'm a Kshatriya. And you're only classifying yourself, putting yourself in a box. But Vaishnava means one who can do everything for Krishna. They're not thinking, I can only do this one, and that's it. Then, this is what's mentioned in this worker, devotional service. Devotional service means, it's the highest. Serving Krishna is our eternal, our constitution is to serve Krishna. Not, we didn't take birth here to become a Brahmana. Srila Prabhupada didn't, like I said, he didn't go to America to make everyone Brahmana. He did make everyone Brahmana. But highest Brahmana, and that's Vaishnavas. Not some cheap Brahmana, just sitting all day chanting mantras. He made everyone Brahmana and Vaishnavas to perform devotional service to Krishna. Make beautiful temples, farm projects, beautiful temples and deities and print many books and just all ISKCON all over the world. Very attractive. Food distribution, kitchens, and like we have here. This is an example. This temple is an example of what Prabhupada teaches. So if you're sending all day around, that's what they do. They study all day. Then we wouldn't be here today. Devotees work hard. Vaishnavas work hard. So we need to know the Shastra. At the same time, we have to know what the principle of the Shastra. What are the books? What's mentioned in the books? We have to know what those books what's meant. Like we know the words, but we have to know the Sanskrit and the translation and act on it. You see, that's why that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Raman that you go and clean the pot. He said, no, I can't clean the pot because I'm a Brahman. Brahman means one who works for Krishna. That's a Vaishnava Brahman. This is what Prabhupada made us, Vaishnava Brahman. I mean, I got initiated in a very early age. 9 years. I tell people, they can't believe it. And second initiated 11 years. I was thinking, oh, well, I'm Brahman now. Now I can have rotis. Because the Brahmana, they get better food, better prasadam. But that is not the purpose of becoming Brahmana. The purpose of becoming Brahmana is to serve, is to enter the deity so you can dress the deity, you can cook for Krishna, you can dress Krishna. That's all. Not to sit all the chant mantras. It's also if you can do it. You know, Prabhupada has already given us the books. Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are studying this, we are discussing. This is a formal study. So that people are not here to listen, but they're listening online. So this is how we are studying this. So this is like a Bhagavatam also. Every temple all over the world, Prabhupada set the standard. We have Bhagavatam class, Guru Puja, Mangalarati. This is standard for our purification. So if you're taking birth in a Brahman family, then you don't know nothing about Brahman. They are becoming a doctor and scientist and all these things. They say, oh yeah, I'm a Brahman. While they already sit and tie, and then they know nothing about what a Brahman is. And you see foreigners, white people born in America, Australia and Europe, they know the Shastra. So it's by your qualities and character. It's not by what place you're born in. If you may be born in a Brahman family, it doesn't make you a Brahman. You have a chance to become a Brahman. But you still need to study, you still need to develop the character. It doesn't just come by. So the whole idea of Sri Prabhupada, he went to America to make everyone a Vaishnava. It's not going around chanting, you're a Brahman, you're a country. Because he wanted everyone to be engaged in the worship of service accordingly. But, like I said, the point is to, when you become a Vaishnava, you know the principle, the highest principle of all the principles, devotional service. Any ashram can do any service, any type of service to Krishna. That's Brahma. You can go to sloka, you can preach, you can cook, you can clean temple, you can dress the deity. Like all these activities. That's the Vaishnava. Otherwise you go around, you're limiting yourself. Well, I only do this much because I only know how to study. Then our movement is not going to move. We're not going to expand Krishna consciousness because you think I only know how to do become a Brahmana. No, our movement is not going to move. Our movement will not expand. We're limiting. Those few devotees in the beginning days, handful of devotees, they were all over the world. They worked hard. They didn't know much about books and things. But they were enthusiasm to serve Sri Prabhupada. Their enthusiasm to serve their Guru Maharaj. Their enthusiasm to open temples and establish Hare Krishna movement. This is a handful of them. And that's why we have these temples today, all over the world. They didn't know much about what is Brahmana and so many shlokas and sastras. But because they had that intense desire to serve the Guru Maharaj, they were qualified to get the mercy of Krishna. So when you want to please Guru Maharaj, you have to work hard, not study all day. You can study by coming to Bhagavatam class. And I am reading this when I first joined. I didn't have any labor in my book. We did everything. We were in a group room. Suddenly they pull us out while studying. They need someone to clean the toilet. The long building, there's so many toilets. They did not mind to hire labor. Then I was thinking, oh, I want to go to Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan we study, seriously. And my people are sutras, because they are cleaning toilets. Then I realized later on, Mayapur is a place to do service. It's a place of devotional service. Prabhupada said, down the road from birthplace Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Janmasthan of Lord Chaitanya. Down the road is ISKCON where you perform devotional service. It's a place of service. And that's why it's so ecstatic. Anyone that goes to that place, in our place, our ISKCON, people that go visit those places down the road, they can hardly wait to go to ISKCON. Because our ISKCON is so lively, dynamic, and full of life and joy. That comes from serving Krishna, devotional service, preaching activities. Our temple is a preaching place. We're not just setting ourselves nicely and have a good time. And we all have our little rooms, where we all sit and sleep in an ashram, and everybody has their own little thing going. You have your car, and you have a good life. No, we're here to preach Krishna consciousness. Go on, hurry up. Go on, go distribution. Cook. Do unlimited variety of service. This brings the dynamicness in life. This is what brings happiness in Krishna consciousness. This, and you see that. When people come here, they say, wow, this is a place to be. This place is full of life. That's why the Mayapur, Vrindavan, people come to our temple, they see, wow, this is full of life here. So preaching brings life and joy. Not only to us, the people that come to our place, they can feel it. And they say, I don't want to go to that temple, I want to be here all day, hang around in ISKCON. They feel that dynamic and there's bliss of serving because they are preaching Krishna consciousness. There's Harinam going on, there's book distribution going on, there's cooking for. Why do we have to cook so many times a day for Krishna? Because you know, he's God, he can help himself. He can help himself. Yes, he has servants and gopis, they can do it. No, he's engaging us in his service for our benefit. But Krishna is not selfish. When we do service to him, we immediately feel blissful and ecstatic. There's no little hardship in that. You know, I've been cooking 4 or 5 times a week. I don't feel hardship. I love it. Of course, you need rest sometimes. But I'm not complaining. Oh, I don't want to do it. Once I enter the kitchen, I feel ecstatic. Oh, fantastic. I'm glad I'm here. So the bliss comes by your sincere desire to serve Krishna. Because that removes our ignorance. Ignorance is what blocks us. The ignorance will be removed. Once we show our sincerity to serve Krishna, we take a little bit of step to serve Krishna, make an effort to serve Krishna, Krishna will remove that ignorance. That's all. It's not like a very scientific thing. Happiness comes by serving. That's what the whole purport here emphasizes, devotional service. What's the Brahmana? What's the Vaishnava? It's very simple. Simple means we just need to do it. Perform our service. That's all. You can think all day about it and be mental about it. And all day and night. Get out of yourself there, out there. Go on right now, push the book, distribute books, cook, do service. Then you will feel excited and blissful. You talk about it all day, nothing. You read, study all day, like a Brahmana do. You won't get much juice out of it. Bliss and juice come by serving. Service, devotional service. So Prabhupada, so much service, everybody's full of service. And then study, yes. Prabhupada said, then study my books. Everyone writes a book these days. Restudy, finish reading Prabhupada's books first. Srimad Bhagavatam, so many books. Chaitanya Chaitanya, Nature Devotion, Nature Instruction, as Bhakti Sanchi, Bhagavad Gita. How many times have you read all Prabhupada's books? If you study all Prabhupada's books, book by page, you know it by heart. He says, it's going to take a lifetime to finish that. And he says, oh yeah, I know Rama. He just knows, you know, a few verses, you know, from some other group. If you can study Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's given us everything, every page. Then you're Pandit, then you're Brahmana. Brahmana is all those devotees that walk so hard. And then you study, you have a time where you study, in the morning, come to the program, study the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and attend the class where you study the Bhagavad Gita. The rest of the time you work. Prabhupada never tell us, go on and study all day. One person said, I want to go to become a Babaji. He insists, Prabhupada, I want to come to Babaji and study all day in Radha Guru. Prabhupada, there's enough monkey there. So we need to understand clearly these points. What is a Vaishnava? What is a Brahma? What's a Sannyasi? What's a Vrihastha? We'll study all these things nicely. The overall principle is that we become a good Vaishnava. And when you talk about the Brahma, when you talk about Sannyasi, it's all gained. It's complete when you're Vaishnava. So Bhakti says to the Thakur, his principle was Yukta Vairagya. Not to renounce, to accept on behalf of Krishna. Brahmanas is that they don't accept anything from them. We can have those types of ourselves, but we accept this thing for preaching purpose. We can have a car, we can have material wealth. You know, not everyone is going to be a brahmachari. People will get married. So there's ashram. There's nothing wrong with that. There's ashram. But the idea is to be Vaishnava, Kriyastha. Husband, wife, you know, they're doing service to Krishna together. So it becomes perfect. If somebody has a problem, they fall down, get up and carry on serving Krishna. That's all. Prabhupada is told us, okay, we have a problem. Then he get up, he fell down, he just go on, come back, carry on his service. This is no big issue. We all fall down from the table, a lifetime. Millions of lifetimes, we turn away from Krishna, we come into the table. Ramananda Brahmananda Bhagavati, Guru Krishna Prasadaka Bhakti Ladavir. We've been traveling from lifetime, Ramananda Brahmananda, from planet to planet, universe, different bodies. Now we are so fortunate to accept devotional service. Bhagavan, that we are fortunate. Guru Krishna Prasadaka, we have got the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And still, we make so many plans for future. But we don't live. You see the disease, every year new disease, and old age is catching up. You see the kids, you know, they're always chattering to each other and playing game. This is wasting life very quickly. Prahlad Maharaj has said, you know, Komaracharya Prakya, one should perform service to Krishna from childhood. That's the best time. Because when the body is numb and memory is sharp, we can serve Krishna. When you get old, then our memory is blocked. We can't think properly, body is not working anymore. It's all unfunctional. Hard to serve Krishna. When you are young and strong, use that energy to serve Krishna. This you see today, you know, society is backward. Even our Krishna children, you have to emphasize to them so much, otherwise they forget. You have to bring them to temple and study Krishna consciousness, always hammering them. Otherwise, they immediately play game and do all the other things. And some kids are very special, of course. But there's so much hard work to train them to be Krishna conscious. So it's not easy. Even to become Krishna conscious or God conscious, it's tough. because we never wanted any secrecy. There's so much attraction for material all around us. So we, even as Brahmas, we become fallen down to material enjoyment. That's what happened to those Brahmas. It's mentioned that the Kali Yuga 5,000 years ago, he cursed the, Shrinki cursed Parikshit Maharaj. That is mentioned in Bhagavatam, that that's the sign of Kali Yuga, starting at that time, so many years ago. Now it's like, we're really middle Kali Yuga now. But we're really lucky because we have one beautiful service by the Mr. Prabhupada. Just imagine if Prabhupada didn't go to America. Just imagine if it was this time happened. All you have to do is the Hindu is everywhere. And they go to Jahare, Gandhi, Jahare, and that's it. And they go home and business as usual. Husband and wife fighting at home, and then go to get money, and that's all. There's no dynamic preaching, there's no love for Krishna. It's all selfish religiousness. They go to the, even they go to the temple, they pray for that themselves. It's not that they are praying for Krishna to become Krishna devotee or develop love for Krishna. They are praying for their health, for their family, for their own selfish motive. That's all. So our temple, by Prabhupada's mercy, we have found this Bhakti Yoga, pure personal service, designed to serve Krishna without asking anything in return. That one should be free from any motive of desires. Bhakti Bhuchate. Only desire to serve Krishna. Free from any other desire. That's the platform of devotional service. It's not that even when we are doing service, there is some alternative motive. But we have to always remember, I'm doing this pure motive is to know that I'm doing this for the pleasure of Krishna. This is why our temple authority, they have to time and time tell us, remind us. Because otherwise we will not do it. We won't clean the kitchen nicely, we won't cook nicely, we won't do our duty nicely, our services. So they have to tell us. The spiritual master reminds us, Vaishnavas reminds us to do service nicely. So it's all good. Everyone is directing us in the right place, the right path. Pushing us to go back to Krishna. Pushing us to go back to life. Pushing us to become pure consciousness. Someone tells us something, we get upset because it hurts our ego. We are nothing. We should be humble in front of Vaishnava, another Vaishnava. We have to develop the character of Vaishnava. If you take body of an animal, take body of a tree, we don't have any choice. Isn't it? So we are so lucky to perform devotional service in the situation of devotees. Of course, it's a hardship. This hardship is good because this is going to make us Krishna conscious. We embrace it with love. Because that hardship is like mother's lives sometimes. Australia only has allergies, but sometimes in India they give you a mild slap. But there's no good to make them better. If it's a good child, they realize that. They say, thank you. But not everyone will appreciate. We have to understand the inner principle of what we're doing. A background of what we do. Inner principle of devotional service. Otherwise, we just follow the principle for the following, for the sake of following, not knowing what is the inner principle of the principle that we follow. The principle, the inner principle, is to develop love for Krishna. Is to become free from material desires. Is to become love for Krishna, love for Krishna, love for Guru Maharaj. To develop a love for Krishna. Otherwise, you could be studying, knowing some devotions, but you haven't actually understood anything. When you start to do service, there's no problem, I'm studying now, you see. No. The purpose of study, purpose of the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, at the end, Krishna says, they surrender to me. The principle of all principles is that they can surrender to me. So you become my pure devotee, love of devotee. Krishna says, Manmarava, think of me. How much are we thinking of him? Even though we know the sastras. Every day we're thinking of ourselves. Have I eaten meal? When I'm going to, when is the next meal? Even though it's healthy, we're thinking for ourselves. Oh, I have to be slim, I have to eat this healthy food. But basically we're thinking of ourselves. Whatever it is, even if it's a health issue, but boils down to yourself. Everything has a limit. We need to think of Krishna first. Even when we are doing the health, it's for so we can be healthy to serve Krishna. That's the principle. Otherwise we forget what is the purpose of what we are doing. We're just doing it because it's to get it done so we can go home and get the job done. No, we are doing it, we have so to do it nicely for the pleasure of Krishna. I love for Krishna. I might be loving your love for Krishna. I might be loving your love for the devotees. And we're getting along with each other, with other devotees. What is my problem in the heart? At the end of the day, listen to yourself. Look into your own heart. Listen to yourself. Am I getting along with other devotees? Am I becoming a better devotee? I have so many desires. So we have to make an endeavor. We have to make an effort. That is the practice that we need to work at. You said when we say we have to work at it, what does that mean? We have to work hard at our own self. Don't look at others. We can look at others for their example, their Krishna conscious examples, so we can apply to that ourselves. But at the same time, we have to look into our own heart. Am I becoming a good person, a good devotee? Is my heart cleansed of so many material desires that I have? So Brahmanas is one who is very dedicated to Krishna. It's not the, you know, show of a Brahman. It's not a Brahman. The Brahman is his total dedication, like Prabhupada explained here. Pure bhakti bhajan, that he is performing devotional service without any motive. Our sannyasis, you see our sannyasis, they're traveling and preaching. They are Brahmanas. They are Vaishnavas. You know, it's very difficult to travel and preach, it's not easy. Sitting in the airplane for hours and hours. You know, and then go to a temple and they have to attend the program, give a talk. No, it's very tough job. But they're doing it on behalf of their guru. And they have so many disciples, disciples have so many followers, they're getting so many letters. You're thinking they're having a good time. It's a very tough job, actually. You know, they're dedicated, the Guru Maharaj, they take their karma, the sannyasis, the gurus, they accept their karma, the disciple. We're so lucky, we don't have that responsibility. So we can at least be example, at least perform our service nicely. Every one of us are like a guru. We are showing example to each other. See, Hare Krishna. I can talk a lot about those six things, you know, the four ashrams. You know, but it all boils down to how we are going to perform our service, how much we actually understand the principle of devotional service. Otherwise, just beating around the bush. I know these words, I know that verse. You know, I have a big threat. But we actually really need to understand. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India and he came across this Brahmana and he was reading Bhagavad Gita upside down. He didn't know how to read. Everyone was laughing at him. And he was crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying. He said, because I saw how, you know, Krishna is driving the chariot, Arjuna. And Arjuna, you know, there's a relationship. How God is his servant. And he was full of this understanding, and he was crying. You know, he knew the principle of the Bhagavad Gita. He said, "You are a good Brahmana because you have understood." Even if you don't know how to read, but he had understood the principle of the Bhagavad Gita. And Kolava Sridhar, there's a he used to sell banana leaf. He was selling banana leaf, he didn't make much money. Very little money. And whatever money he made, he would use half of it for the worship of Ganges. He was giving very little for his family. So then Mahaprabhu carried him and was dancing. After he met him in that place in Mayapur, there's a place. He was so excited to meet Shalabhaja Srinath. He was so sincere and beauty, pure beauty. Wait, that's a problem. It's not just you talk about Brahma just because you know a few verses. Brahma, you have to understand the principle of the verse and act on it. And that makes one a Vaishnava. All of you is from devotees, this Vaishnava, you're Brahma. Because you all work hard. So there's so many things we can talk about. This emphasis is on the fundamental development of the country. Brahma is very clean. Yesterday's verse is very clean. Sama, very peaceful. He should be equal to. They understand this principle. Not, Kama means, see equal. What does equal means? You see, respect everyone accordingly. And then, very peaceful. They're never angry. So the Bhagavad was very peaceful. But he got angry when necessary. But like I said, his anger was transcendental to teach us. He himself, there are so many stories. He used to say, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand." And Prabhupada was too, he was so loving. He used to say stuff like that, very, very caring. And he Prabhupada's teaching is very simple. He taught us how much we can take it, according to our level. But he gave us the highest thing. If you want to climb a mountain, you have to start from the scratch, from the foothill, gradually work your way up to the top of the hill. So not that I already know. Even when you reach the top of the hill, you still think. So our process of devotional service, that going to the top of the hill, right, begins from the bottom of the hill. So if you want to climb up, every step is blissful. Because we are reaching for going to go back to Godhead. So that step is blissful and it's dynamic. Because we are on the way there. Like if you go to hell, on both sides of this description of hell is suffering. But if you go to the spiritual world, every step, both sides is spiritual, is ecstatic. Blissfulness of the process. Of devotional services. So, some people say, when you do Brahma Bhakti, process of higher principle, Prema Bhakti, you can experience that. Of course, you can experience that. But I can experience that Prema Bhakti even if I am doing simple service, if I am in that mood. That's my belief. If you are doing service sincerely, with love for your guru, You can experience the Prema Bhakti right in the beginning, even though it's a way out there. Some new people can experience it. That's the power of devotional service. The juice of devotional service will drip onto you immediately. You don't need to reach the Prema Bhakti to get it. You can get it right in the beginning. Of course, there's a system. You start here. Sometimes Krishna gives the mercy in the beginning, boom. That's why you are still devoted. Some maybe need encouragement. Just like scholarship, people get scholarship and they get promoted to a university for free. Some are like that. So they can get scholarship or promotion straight away because they qualify or they have Krishna in front of them. They can get Prema Bhakti right in the beginning. But Prema Bhakti, the platform is up here. You can reach there. But my point is you can reach at the beginning, depending on your mentality. You think, oh, anyway, you know, I'm not ready for that. But you know, we're never ready. No one's ready. We have to ready ourselves from beginning. That story of, you know, the Brahmana and the cobbler, you know, that story. You know. He said, you have the cobbler, he was very simple and very humble. The Brahmana was very fucked up. He knew so much and he was questioning Krishna's position. So he didn't have the faith. The Brahmana, he heard from Narada Muni that after many births he can go back to Godhead. He was in ecstasy. He said, oh, you know, so many lifetimes, I don't mind. I know that after those many births I'll go back to Godhead. So he had a guarantee. And then all the leaves fell from the tree. And no, he said that as many leaves in that tree that he was studying, that he was under that tree, that many leaves, and he has to stay. That's the story. He said, oh, that's fantastic. And then all the way fell out and he go back to Godhead. Instead, so we have to get rid of our ego. I am Brahman, I am Sannyasi, I am this, I am that. This is all a designation. We are Vaishnava, we can do anything. So that is the criteria of devotional service. Everybody has a stage that they need to perform. That stage is there and for the management purpose. So if you are Sannyasi, people respect that, so you can preach his consciousness. But someone may be not a Sannyasi, but you are Brahmacharya, but he has to be Sannyasi. A Grihastha is like a renowned Grihastha is like a Sannyasi. Grihastha Sannyasi, you know what I mean? There's that concept is there. So the idea is to understand this thing clearly. So it's not like you go to a planet where there's only the Grihastha soul. Or a because you're a Grihastha. And then Sannyasi go to Sannyasi planet. Because it's Sannyasi. We all go to the same place through the world because we are Vaishnavas. So for the purpose of management there is Grihastha, there's Brahmacharya, there's Sannyasi. There's a system Krishna created. But the principle of all this system is to understand this is just for the purpose of so you can fit into your character. But overall, we are not these things. In the spiritual world, it's not like environment. Everyone is Vaishnava serving Krishna, that's it. Yeah. But here we need to have this Varnashram, this assistance, because everybody has their particular character. But we can engage everyone accordingly. But a Vaishnava, he may be above all that. We have to understand this clearly. Okay, any questions? Okay, you understand? Well, made it very clear, but I mean, we can talk a lot more about these things, but I touched on the main points.